KEY today.
Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show you're listening to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between. I am fond of saying it's about the conversation, my friends. Left, right, in between, we don't care. If you have an opinion and you want to share, you can throw in your two cents. We don't shut you out. Don't you love it? That's what it's about. It's the highway we're all on, right? And boy, this is a highway filled with pot. Holes, to say the least. Some of those potholes have fresh tar balls in them. I really feel sorry for the people in New Orleans because Lake Pontchartrain, which was a mess for a very long time. In fact, in the 80s, they shut the sucker down and did a remake of the whole thing, a massive restoration. And I'm telling you, dolphins and manatees and people were fishing, and it just turned out to be such a great project for New Orleans. And now Lake Pontchartrain is going to have to come up with some kind of a defense mechanism. Those things that look like floats almost, capturing the skimmers, capturing the oil. That's what's going to happen in that area because oil is showing up. They've seen the sheen. It's coming in, and they've seen some of the tar balls too. And that's too bad for an area that's been punched in the gut many, many times now in the last 5 years on the heels of Hurricane Katrina. Some of you aren't so much concerned about oil, but you're concerned about the weather and whether or not your AC is going to hold out. Massively nasty stuff hanging over the Northeast. I mean, all the way up and down the grid. To my friends in Kentucky, I feel you. Same thing in Vermont and in New York and Connecticut, where it's like 105, but it even feels worse than that. It's that humidity mixed with all the gunk in between. So, hey, there's ways to cool down, like not be stupid and go and jog in the middle of it or whatever and to try to stay inside. But the point being, people crank up the air, and then there's a chance that knocks everything out. The electricity goes down. Boy, you've got some scared people because they feel like they're frying. Not everybody has a pool or can get to a pool. And when you're talking about older people, that's the concern. So fans, all that other sort of stuff doesn't work if you don't have the electricity going, which is why we say, you think of the frontiers of what a terrorist could do and how they could really shut us down. Wouldn't it be to stop the grid? Wouldn't it be to just hammer the grid? Shut down the computer, shut down the electricity, the whole thing. And the concern is brownouts, blackouts. So far, fingers crossed, none of that has happened. Whew. And I guess that's the super, super good news of all of that. Speaking of good news, if you are a believer that there might be peace in the Middle East in our lifetime, which I have to say, call me cynical, I am not. Benjamin Netanyahu, the man behind what's motivating Israel, and our president, Barack Obama, meet in Washington, D.C., then hold court pretty much for 60 minutes, taking a barrage of questions. Benjamin Netanyahu starts things off by saying that it's flat wrong and heading into these conversations that Israel has it in for the United States and there's some kind of discord there. He says that's not true at all.
Reports about the demise of the special U.S.-Israel relationship aren't just premature. They're just flat wrong.
All right. We're going to take it from the horse's mouth. I think he's a straight shooter. So where all that bogus information was coming from, I have no idea because even me personally, I heard it from some pretty good sources, and I know a lot of the reporters who specifically cover the Middle East for some of the bigger papers, like the Washington Post or the New York Times or even the Los Angeles Times, they were all reporting the problems between Israel and the United States and a lot of the tensions. And Netanyahu, in a previous meeting, didn't come. He sent somebody instead in his place, and that was a little bit odd. Netanyahu immediately jumped, though, on the situation in Iran and what has to happen there.
The greatest new threat on the horizon, the single most dominant issue for many of us, is the prospect that Iran would acquire nuclear weapons.
And of course, that's the concern. You have to think at this point, how close are they to how many nuclear weapons? I think closer than the powers that be are really letting be known. I mean, really within a hair's breadth of actually getting there. And that's the concern of the whole uranium enrichment deal. And hey, look, what's the problem with Iran? They've been the bully for so long, and Ahmadinejad can just kick sand in everyone's face, and yet nothing really truly is done. Nothing that really hits Iran in the gut. So why would they worry? Why would they dial back anything that they're doing? President Obama, for his part, talked about Israel and the importance of peace in the end.
Now more than ever, I think, is the time for us to seize on that vision. And I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu is prepared to do so.
And then, of course, what happened in the whole Gaza situation? Now, this is what I thought really raised the tensions with Israel and the United States and some other allies.
We discussed the issue of Gaza. And I commended Prime Minister Netanyahu on the progress that's been made in allowing more goods into Gaza. We've seen real progress on the ground.
All right. So, yes, there's been progress on the ground in the sense that certain supplies were let in. There's still the problem on the Gaza Strip, though, with what's coming in and whether or not there's weapons that ultimately they're trying to cover up and Hamas is trying to bring in. And do the Israelis stop them, what they've already let through, and all that sort of stuff. And do I think that the vision of peace in the Middle East will happen in my lifetime? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say hell no. I don't think it happens. It makes for good conversation, and wouldn't it be great if there was peace everywhere? Then, you know, who cares if everybody stays in their corner and there's no problem? But that's not going to happen. That's just not the way the world works. And when you talk about Hamas, Hezbollah, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, all the would-be terrorist threats, you think they're just going to take their toys and go away? I don't think so. It'd be great to look at the world through those rose-colored glasses, but you can't do it any longer. I kind of smashed mine when it came to the Middle East. I've heard about peace in the Middle East since I've been a kid, since I've been 8 years old and had civics classes and history classes, and you see the handshakes and the photographs and the conversation, and I guess it's good to keep the channel open and to have the conversations, but really, does it amount to a hill of beans? And the answer is no. What's going to happen in this struggle? And this is the big one. The government, and this isn't a surprise, the government decides to sue Arizona. Yeah, the U.S. versus Arizona. You all know what it's about. It's about illegal immigration. The toughest law in the nation on the books, and let's keep other states from copying it. So the lawsuit was filed in a federal court because we know that the governor signing the law into effect, it was supposed to kick in at the end of July. We're going to talk more about what that lawsuit talks about and what the move sets up for other states. I think this is like states versus the feds big time. A huge clash about to happen. We'll talk about that on the flip side here on ATN.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Better than I knew myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
All right, the time for talk is over. Arizona passes this tough immigration law. Why? Because they're furious. How frustrated can you be after years and years of this stuff with the illegal problem that they have with drug trafficking, kidnaps, lots of kidnappings, murders? The state has become this incredible gateway into the United States for illegal immigration because there are a lot of desert areas, sparse areas that you can come through. And it's now boasting that it's home to about 500,000 illegal immigrants. So the law that would have kicked in a couple of weeks would require the cops to question a person's immigration status if there's reasonable suspicion that they're in the country illegally. Meaning, if you're stopped for a traffic violation, just like all of us are stopped for a traffic violation, if you go through a stop sign or a red light or you make an illegal turn, whatever it might be, and you're pulled over and you're asked for your registration and then you're asked for your license. So when that happens, that's when somebody could really, I'm just using that as a scenario, that's when they could get busted. And sometimes that already happens anyway. When somebody's busted for a crime, naturally, where do you live, all that other sort of stuff comes out, and then it comes out that they're in the country illegally. Now, what the Justice Department is saying is that the Constitution and the federal immigration laws don't allow for this. They don't permit this patchwork of state and local immigration policies throughout the country. That can't happen. So the real legal argument, which is what it boils down to, is this focus on the Constitution's assertion that federal laws override state laws. So the lawsuit that was filed by Eric Holder, or, you know, the Department of Justice, is saying that comprehensive federal laws, hey, look out, they're already on the books, so get out of here, cover illegal immigration, and that those statutes would take precedent over what Arizona has done with their new immigration law that I don't think we'll ever see the light of day, because there'll probably be an injunction. And the lawsuit also says that the Arizona law is going to impose a huge burden on U.S. agencies in charge of enforcing immigration laws because they'll have to divert money and attention from the dangerous, so-called dangerous aliens who the federal government targets as their top enforcement priority. What a crock of crap. What this is going to do is either open the floodgates for other states to do the same thing depending on the ruling, or stymie all of it. The next step, the actual step, will be the case will get a judge who decides whether to grant a preliminary injunction, which I think the judge will do, to block the law from ever kicking in. So will this law, though, survive the federal challenge, as well as some of the pending lawsuits that have been filed by a bunch of groups and people, including the Mexican government, which is ridiculous. I am so sick of Felipe Calderon as the president of Mexico, and the fact that I will say it again and again and again. You look at Mexico, it is a country of have and have nots. If they cared so bloody much about their people, why do they just push them, just go out of the country, make all the money you can in America, go, you know, vamos, go to the United States, make as much money as you can, because they have the money, they'll pay you, and then send it back. And that's what's happening. And the money is what is floating so much of that country. So it's ridiculous. And in Arizona, they are really under attack from violent Mexican drug and immigration smuggling cartels. And you know they're laughing their heads off about all this. So now it's the federal court. And the filing is, I think, a massive, massive waste of more of our money. Here we go again. We are bone dry. We don't have enough money. But let's go after this, and let's, because it's going to cost a bunch of money. So let's throw a bunch of money at this. And I believe that the Arizona law is going to hold up ultimately. But we'll see. We'll see what the first judge says, and the first judge could stop it. I wouldn't be shocked with a preliminary injunction to block it. But then as it goes up the chain, which I believe it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, ultimately what happens there? What happens? So now the principal sponsor of the bill and dozens of others who, because we always talk about the governor, but what about the people that actually drew up the legislation? They're saying the lawsuit is an insult to the rule of law as well as to Arizona and the people who live there. And it's certain to have other legal and political ramifications beyond Arizona. It is really that balancing act between the states and the federal government. Are you for big government? Are you for states' rights? Are you for taking the ball in your own court and dealing with it when you see this bureaucracy and red tape that you can never cut through? Or are you going to just rely on the government? And this is the thing. Arizona screamed forever and ever, we need help, we need help, we need, you've got to send troops, you got to do something. Look, this area is getting torn up, this area, this development, this is happening, that's happening. Specific things. And they were just shut down. Listen, we don't want to hear it. Everybody has problems. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear about your illegal problem in Arizona. We don't want to deal with this. It's such a hot potato. We'll talk about it. And every time someone's running for president, we'll bring it up and we'll say, power to the people, and the people who are here illegally should have a road to amnesty, and we're going to give them that opportunity and whatever other nonsense depending on where the politician is from. But nothing gets done. The entire time I've done America Tonight, nothing has happened with illegal immigration the entire time. The entire time I've been in the radio business, nothing's been done about illegal immigration, except for a couple of busts with ICE guys who come in, a meatpacking plant here or there, maybe a farm, some other kind of a facility, but that's it. Makes big headlines. Oh, we're cracking down. We're cracking down on the border. We're cracking down on people who hire illegals. Baloney. They're turning a blind eye. Are you kidding me? So let's see where this ends up. It's going to be interesting to follow. And bravo to Arizona for digging their heels in, taking the shellacking that they're taking, and not giving up, not giving in, teeing it up. They're just teeing it up. So, of course, the Mexican government immediately reacts to the filing of the lawsuit issuing a statement saying that bravo, we welcome this. The law affects the civil and human rights of thousands of Mexicans. Why can't you help your people? Why can't you do something about it when you have the richest people, the richest man? Listen to what I'm saying here. The richest man in the entire world lives in Mexico, Carlos Slim. But nothing can be done to help the poor people in Mexico, except for that they should cross the border illegally. And why aren't they being embraced by the people in Arizona? We just don't understand it. Oh, it makes no sense. It's ass backwards and then some. You may want to throw in your two cents. Certainly you can. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Hey, I promise we're going to have a daily salute at some point during this show. And I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend, by the way. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, you might have already seen it, but on my notes from the scorecard, I posted the Declaration of Independence because you forget a lot of those words. And then even the signers. I think it's interesting to know who signed the Declaration of Independence way back when. So I know it's a couple of days after the 4th, but if you didn't see it, go and check it out. It's there. It's like the second or third story that's listed. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to have a dungeon moment. And before we get to the dungeon moment, though, I think this is really the boo of the day. It'd be too easy to put this guy in the dungeon. But how about this priest who stole $1 million from male escorts? Yeah. The Reverend Kevin Gray. He was a popular priest in New Haven, Connecticut, who was very humble, or he looked like he was. He didn't want a car. He walked to Mass from another parish where he lived so that a Catholic charity could use his space at the rectory. But really what he was doing is he was stealing money. Even the parishioners thought he had cancer, and he would help the immigrants in this really poor parish. But what he was doing, they started to see these discrepancies in the finances, is he had a double life. He was paying male escorts. He went to strip bars. He spent a ton of money on restaurants and hotels, and he had expensive clothing. He stole $1 million from the church, actually a little bit more, over 7 years. Oh, could it get any worse for the Catholic Church between all of the lawsuits and all of the horrendous things that happened to the young boys with the priests who were just moved from parish to parish, and then this crazy thing in New Haven? It was easy for him to con people, and that's exactly what he did. He stole $1 million. But this Reverend Kevin Gray doesn't go in the dungeon. He just gets the boo. Coming up, the dungeon moment on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, I'm just in the mood to throw somebody in the dungeon. It would have been easy to heave that priest in there, but what a layup. I like it when we put the hypocrites and some of the liars, and yes, the bad boys and girls, behind bars, but let's make it a little more interesting. How about this mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom? You've heard of him before, right? He's the pretty boy guy. He's always out there in front of the let's say, ecology-minded crowd. He always talks about that. He was banning plastic bags and wants to make San Francisco the greenest place that it could possibly be. So it turns out that the San Francisco mayor and his wife, Jennifer Seibel Newsom, actually own a piece of the deepwater rig at the center of the Gulf oil disaster. Last year, they invested between $10,000 and $100,000 in Transocean. Remember, that's the company whose ruptured deepwater rig is leased to BP, is spewing millions of gallons of oil, which is, of course, endangering wildlife and beaches all along the Gulf Coast. Last month, Newsom told a magazine reporter somewhere, it was all over the place, which is normal for him about the environment, that the environmental catastrophe devastating the Gulf of Mexico is a tragic reminder of why, ready for this, we must take a stand against the oil companies and oppose all offshore drilling off California's precious coast. But he doesn't tell you, as long as I can still make money on it, because his portfolio, the couple's portfolio includes a lot of oil and gas companies, not just that one. They've got plenty of energy investments in a couple of different companies that are involved in oil and gas exploration, like Dorchester Minerals and Resolute Energy and a few others. They also, by the way, you know, Brazil's state-owned oil company that's been looking to the United States to help finance exploration of the huge offshore oil discovery near Rio de Janeiro. Yeah. Well, guess what? They have a chunk of that, too. In fact, all in all, the 43 investments, a big chunk of it, besides pharmaceuticals and finance and healthcare and all that other sort of stuff, they've also got the gas and energy stuff. And the trust produced more than $100,000 in income last year for them. It's not what I say, but it's what I do. For that reason, Gavin Newsom, not so much Jennifer, because, hey, she's the spouse and she's part of the couple, but I'm going to all throw it on the mayor. He's going to have to be alone without her anyway, so let's put him in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, you know, if you dig a little deeper, you're surprised, I think, sometimes by what you find. I guess I'm not necessarily that surprised by this, but he's very outspoken. He always talks about the evil oil empire, and here he is investing in all this stuff. Tomas, listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, you know, the administration is just getting more and more insane.
No kidding.
I mean, you know, first of all, they are against people who are against illegals. So, like I said before, they should just legalize illegals along with everything else that is illegal. And then they wouldn't get sued by the federal government. On the other hand, maybe Arizona just needs to go to that Second Amendment and say, okay, you know, everybody can have a gun as long as they're a citizen of the United States.
And there you go.
Or even a citizen, a proper state resident of Arizona, something like that. They gotta fight back, you know?
Well, and exactly, that they have to fight back, what you just said there, because it really is. I mean, I can sit in here all night long and tell you how awful it is, but it's really bad. We're really talking about horrible stuff and that's making people leave because they can't raise their families there anymore.
Yeah. They're gonna have to, this Governor Brewer is pretty smart, though. You know, she knows how to work the media. So I think that, you know, she's going to put some commercials up there like she already has.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe the big thing is going to be who the judge will be. You know that Obama's picking some left-wing judge, probably, talking behind the scenes, you know, telling him he's going to get this and that if he does it right. They should put that dude on the spot and say, hey, this is the guy who's in favor of farmers getting killed. Of making Phoenix the number two kidnapping capital in the world. Do you want your children to look like these who we found the other day, locked up in a room, working 18 hours a day, you know, on and on and on? Because you're going to have to fight this administration because they've gone insane. Can you imagine telling NASA that now they have to explore Muslims? Did you hear about that?
I know, just ridiculous. We haven't even gotten to that because there's so much other crap going on. But, yeah, one of the more outrageous things that happened on the day, that broke on the day, that NASA was told that they have to explore, they have to have a Muslim outreach, and that the ex-boss of NASA said that's the most flawed and ridiculous thing ever that he was charged with having to do. Like, you have to be kidding me. We're talking about space exploration. But he described it as the fact that why did we have to have this outreach to the Muslim community? It makes absolutely no sense.
You know what? I just saw in the news here, they discovered a mosque on Mars. Yeah, that's it. God, I'm going to send you the email.
No. It's crazy. And you know what? Here's what I say, though. good for Charles Bolden, who made that, who threw that out there when he was talking, because that, you know what, he created a firestorm, and I think it's a good thing that he did it. Good for him.
What did he say?
What happened was he told Al Jazeera about a month ago that the president told him before he took the job that he wanted him to do three things. He said this to him. You have to inspire kids to learn math and science. Okay, we're all cool with that. You have to expand international relationships, and perhaps foremost, he said he wanted me to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more with dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about their historic contribution to science and math and engineering. That's ridiculous.
Gosh, I thought he was president of the United States. I know he's president of the entire Muslim world, too.
And all the other countries. What about our space exploration? It's about the United States of America. Absolutely. What a mistake that would be to prioritize that. Of course, that's not the fundamental mission of space exploration.
You know, what's happening in the United States now is that there's two forces trying to take over. And they both start with M. And I'm not talking about Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
Mexicans and Muslims. Think about it. And on that note, everybody should see the movie Unthinkable. And the story.
And Unthinkable. You just give us the thumbs up. Just, you don't want to spoil it for us, but we just need to go see it.
That's right.
All right, Unthinkable. Thanks, Tomas. Bye-bye. So Tomas says that it's about the battle of the M&Ms, that the administration is really pushing the agenda of embracing Mexicans and Muslims. I think it is one of the crazier things on the day, and I have to believe, because look, Obama tapped Charles Bolden to be this guy. He wanted him to be this guy. And so he talked about the fact that this is what he was telling me, that this is what he wanted me to do, to embolden Muslim nations, to make them feel better, that they should be encouraged. But that makes no sense. Collaboration with other countries, I mean, hey, well, that's okay. But collaboration to the point of, you know, looking at whatever the Muslim needs are and coddling whatever that entails as far as math and science contributions, I just don't understand it. That can't be the most vital thing that we need for space exploration, frankly, because of all that's happened now with the space shuttle and where are we headed and taking a chunk of money away and the arguments of where we're going with space, because we're drowning in so much debt with the trillions out the window. That would be the last thing on the agenda. I mean, of course, NASA wants to be involved with the world's best scientists. If they happen to be Muslim, fine. Some of them may be Muslim. I'm sure they come from all different kinds of backgrounds and the engineers. And you try to do whatever you can to push whatever boundary of exploration you would push. But that includes Russia and Japan and whoever else you could put on the list. And I don't think it's specifically related to Muslims. Wow. Crazy. And in fact, there was even a story in one of the Orlando papers that reported that Bolden discussed the outreach during a lecture to engineering students, just like he did with Al Jazeera last month, and he was quoted then saying that Obama told him to find ways to reach out to dominantly Muslim countries. And I have to believe that he doesn't have some kind of crazy axe to grind. He's got to be speaking the truth. Why would this be a made-up thing? It's not a made-up thing. And yes, Bolden spoke at American University in Cairo and talked to Al Jazeera and other newspapers, but it's just an insane request, I think. I don't know. Call me crazy. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If we could just make it all go away. We need to lighten the load a little bit. Yeah, there's some crazy things happening. I agree with Tomas in Michigan. And, of course, you heard what I said about the dungeon. Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, the poster boy for everything that's green and the environment. And here he's making money off of oil investments. And you find that a lot. I'll give you another example. And this is somebody I just went to his concert a month or so ago. I know we talked about it. Jimmy Buffett, you know, hey, he's all about Margaritaville and fun and good times and everything, but he's a businessman. And he put up a hotel in Pensacola, and he's getting hammered with what's going on with the beaches and some of the areas, not to mention just right there in Pensacola. So he did a benefit concert, and you know, was raising the awareness of come back to the beaches. Not all of them are spoiled and all this stuff. People want to help. And he invested some money in some skimmers and whatnot. And he was asked, he did an interview. I want to say 60 Minutes or somebody, but it was a national broadcast. And I just happened to catch the tail end of it. And they asked at the tail end of the interview, asked Jimmy Buffett about, well, what about future things? What do you think about the moratorium or whatever? And he said, oh, I don't think the moratorium's good. And, you know, because, hey, it's killing the livelihoods of the people in this area. And he said, plus, I have some of my own business ventures. See, that's the thing. A lot, I don't care if they're super uber rich Jimmy Buffett or pretty well to do and high profile Mayor Gavin Newsom. You know, they come out hard against what's happened with the spill. And of course, yes, the spill is ugly, horrible, horrific, ridiculous. Should have been oversight, whatever, because there was oversight. It just wasn't followed through. But the bottom line is then there's the pullback because, oh yeah, we are making money off of our investments in that evil oil business. So we really don't want the moratorium because you're taking away some of our money. And, you know, every time I say this, every time you scratch the surface, there's much more to it than meets the eye. And that's why you follow the money. Always follow the money. In the situation with the mayor, follow the money, then you find that kind of a story out in every single circumstance. All right, we're going to turn to sports shorts and kind of lighten the load, although this is sad. In Texas, they had a fan fall from the upper deck at a Rangers game on Tuesday night. You know, everybody goes crazy. Somebody hits a foul ball or they hit a home run ball or whatever, but the ball flies into the area where you're sitting and it becomes a rush to get the ball, to jump for the ball. So a fan was reaching for the ball, for the foul ball, and it was along the first base line. In the bottom of the fifth, it was a game with the Indians. Suddenly, he reached for the ball, but he tried to grab the railing of the suites below his deck. He couldn't, so he kind of cartwheeled through the air and fell to the field deck, which was about 30 feet below where he was. And the crowd, I mean, just took the wind out of everybody, just gasped when they saw it. And nobody, I mean, they just stopped. The game stopped for about 20 minutes. They had a paramedic came out and try to help, and he was had the wind knocked out of him, of course. He wasn't bleeding. Apparently his extremities were okay. No word on his overall condition. They rushed him to the hospital for treatment, and he also hurt four or five people that he fell on top of. I mean, really, I wonder why this doesn't happen more, because when you watch, if you watch anything like ESPN or Fox Sports or any of that stuff, or even just your local sports guy, you'll see, sometimes you'll see the grab for the foul ball, and it looks like people almost topple out of the stands, but here it really happened. 30 feet is a long way to fall. You could instantly be killed or paralyzed, but he was just trying to get the ball. He was determined he was going to get the foul ball, and he did that kind of cartwheel thing that they described through the air and fell on top of a bunch of fans. They were right underneath, so that's awful. Have you ever caught a foul ball, Matt? Or a home run ball, even?
I caught a foul ball kind of off of a ricochet when I was younger. But the seats I've had recently, up until this year, I never was really in a high ball territory. So now the seats I'm in, there's a lot of foul balls that come around, and I'm sure I'll eventually end up with one. I've been to a number of games, but haven't quite made one yet. But there's been, I think, at least four people around where my seats are that have caught balls while I've been at the game. So I think one will eventually find its way to me.
Yeah, but you'd be smart enough not to dive so hard for a ball that you would injure yourself, I hope.
No, I'm in the lower deck, too, so that's one thing.
Oh, but that makes it easier.
But even if I was in the upper deck, I'm a little freaked out by height, so I don't think I'd be reaching way over and grabbing the ball like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You have to be careful about that. I mean, 30 feet, that's got to be one of the worst ones. I was talking about this to somebody the other day. I've had the balls hit around me, but I usually just let the kids get them. because I was covering baseball for so long, and one time, and this isn't a name-dropping story, but it's just funny, I told that story to Rafael Palmeiro, who used to play for the Rangers, and he played for the Cubs, and he played out with the Cubs. He played for Baltimore, too. And he purposely, during a spring training game, hit a ball at me. And, man, I was like, what are you doing? I didn't even see it. Like, hit off my ankle. Well, I thought you wanted to catch a ball. That's not catching a ball. So that kind of derailed me. So I have actually never caught a foul ball. Some of you can relate to this. Have you ever been to a baseball game? And I mean, even if it's a minor league game, and caught a home run ball, too, would be pretty cool, or a foul ball. I'm going to call foul on this. In fact, Matt told me about the story, now it's everywhere, that the king of all media is continuing that reputation. LeBron James has decided that the frenzy over where he's going to go. And listen, I've seen the guy play. I saw him play several times, and I saw that incredible dunk that he makes, that it is jaw-dropping when you see him fly through the air. It is. But and he is an incredible basketball player, although the Cavs never were able to quite win a championship with him. Does he go back to the Cavaliers or not? So he's decided what he's going to do. Everybody wants to know where he's going to go, and will he go to New Jersey? Will he go to even the Knicks? And he's decided that he is going to do a one-hour special about where he's going to go on ESPN. Yes, how about that? So everybody's playing the guessing game with LeBron James, and there's all kinds of buzz over where he could possibly go. But instead, you know, there's talk about what's he going to get? Oh, some crazy contract that's going to blow up, you know, blow you off the charts for how much an entertainer or even Hollywood would get, how much will this salary be. But this whole LeBron coverage is just so over the top. Like I said, watching him as a sports fan, incredible. Bar none, watching him fly through the air. I saw Michael Jordan play in his prime, and that was pretty awesome. But I would have to say, the way he flew through the air and nailed some of those dunks, I was astonished. Even though, of course, I've seen it on the tube and all that. But holding everybody hostage for what's going to happen in his future, come on, LeBron, you're better than that. Matt, how crazy, you know, calls up, and I think it was his idea, he calls up ESPN and decides going to have this one-hour special, but I think the one thing is they're going to raise money for charity. So, you know, that part's good. At least he's going to do something with it. But yeah,
they're going to raise money for charity. But at the same time, how just egocentric is that? That
totally.
I'm going to have a one-hour special on where I'm going to sign.
Yeah, give me a break. From foul balls to foul on the king of all media. Ridiculous. And speaking of fouls, oh, I've been watching the Tour de France. Lance Armstrong, he says this is his last one. He fell way back in the third stage, a difficult third stage, albeit, but a major setback when a burst tire cost him a bunch of time, because that's what it's about when he went over the cobblestones. So that's pretty tough luck for Lance. We'll see if he can make it up.